So right now it is time for sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.
Yes, it is.
And yes, the boys in blue, the G-men, are 7-2 in second place in the NFC East. And one of the big plays yesterday was this.
Rush coming. Forced to throw. Coming back for it. Breaking a tackle. Slayton. Catch and run. Down the sideline. Slayton. Twirling. Touchdown.
And the rookie Jalen Petrie, number 5 in white, I think is going to be sensational in this league. But that's been his problem throughout his rookie year so far. Missing tackles. He's a tremendous player. Great instincts. In the right spot. But he has to finish the play. When he missed that one in the open field, Darius Slayton took full advantage.
So there you go. Let's hear it for the boys in blue. Another W. We can use these W's because we're going to have to make no mistake about it. The Giants are a much better team this year with a roster that is absolutely not one of the best in the NFL. It's a lot like last year's roster. But that's what you talk about when you talk about you play the games, you see what happens, and you go from there. And the coaching makes a difference. There's no doubt about it. Coaching makes a huge difference. And the Giants have won now 7 games, which means they've won more games this year than the last 3 years. Well, so I think the same amount as the last 3 years, or close. I think they won, 3, 5, 8. No, they won 11 games over the last 3 years. They already have 7 this year. They're not going to win the Super Bowl. They might not even make the playoffs. It doesn't matter. But we now know we have a coach that can coach, motivate, and have the team play to its best level possible. And are they going to win every game? No. But has this been a great ride so far? Yes. All right. In other games that took place, of course, yesterday, the Buccaneers beat the Seahawks in Germany. That was quite a fun game to watch. The German crowd singing Sweet Caroline and Country Roads. And the Buccaneers come away with the win 21-16. Vikings, in one of the most exciting games probably they'll be this year, down the Bills 33-30. The Steelers over the Saints 20-10. The Lions beat the Bears 31-30. Titans over the Broncos 17-10. Dolphins over the Browns 39-17. Chiefs over the Jaguars 27-17. The Colts over the Raiders 25-20. The Packers finally woke up, beat the Cowboys 31-28. The Cardinals over the Rams 27-17. And the 49ers over the Chargers last night 22-16. Coming up tonight, the Eagles will take on the Commanders in football. All right. What a wacky year it's been in the NFL. And you can know that it's been a wacky year when you just look at the schedules and what the results have been. So far in the American League East, and the AFC East, the Dolphins are in first place with 7-3. That's normal. The Jets are in second place at 6-3. That's not normal. The Bills are in third place at 6-3. That's not normal. And the Patriots are 5-4 in last place, and that's not normal. But everybody in that division is above 500. Now, you go to the AFC West. The Chiefs, it's normal. They're in first place at 7-2. The Chargers in second place, normal at 5-4. The Broncos at 3-6, and the Raiders at 2-7. In the AFC North, The Ravens at 6-3 are in first place. The Bengals at 5-4 are in second place. The Browns at 3-6, and the Steelers at 3-6 in last place. That's not normal. Now in the AFC South, the Titans are in first place, 4-3, and then the rest of the AFC South is under 500. The Colts at 4-5, the Jaguars at 3-7, and the Texans at 1-7. Now, let's switch things over to the NFC. Eagles in first place at 8-0. That's definitely not normal. The Giants in second place at 7-2. Definitely not normal. Cowboys in third place at 6-3. The Commanders in fourth place, last place at 4-5. The NFC West, the Seahawks in first place at 5-4. The 49ers in second place. Pardon me, the Seahawks in first place at 6-4. 49ers in second place at 5-4. The Cardinals in third place at 4-6. And the Rams in last place at 3-6, not normal. AFC North, 8-1. The Vikings in first place, not normal. Packers, 4-6 in second place. The Lions, 3-6 in third place. And the Bears at 3-7 in last place. And in the AFC, in the NFC South, not one team above 500, but the Buccaneers made it back to 500. They're 5-5 in first place. The Falcons are at 4-6. The Panthers at 3-7. And the Saints at 3-7. So all in all, that's the way that looks. Now, if we go over and we take a look at the NBA from yesterday, the Thunder beat the Knicks in a defensive struggle. Not 145-135. Oh, and the crowd booed the Knicks off the floor. The Nets beat the Lakers 130-116. All right. In the National Hockey League, yesterday, the Bruins over the Canucks 5-2. And the Rangers over the Coyotes 4-1. Those are all the local games that took place in sports yesterday here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.